air and naval forces of the United States has launched a series of strikes against terrorists to ensure...
Conam Flight 103 crashed into the town of Lockerbie.
The ascension acts of terror in Africa and Eastern Europe.
This will not stand, this aggression against the West.
Relentless pursuit.
We will make no distinction.
The USS Cole was attacked while refueling in the port of...
This was an act of terrorism. It was a despicable encounter.
The next time we're going to bring for you, we're going to the good old
days.
Until something stops him.
I'm just making sure we don't get any...
This is Firefighter Jermaine. I'm back to the rest.
Must and we will remain vigilant.
I missed something once before. I can't let that happen again.
It was 10 years ago. Everyone missed something that day.
Everyone's not me.
Previously on Homeland.
An American prisoner of war has been turned.
Well, that's one interpretation, but that's all it is at the moment.
Jessica, is it me? Brody.
If he is a terrorist, we need eyes and ears on Brody from the minute he steps off that plane.
Out of the question.
The terrorist is still out there. We need Brody in the public eye, reminding America that this is far from over.
What if he's not up for it, psychologically?
Just a couple questions, Sergeant Brody.
You got 10 seconds to get off my property.
The
The brass sent you over here to turn me into some fucking poster boy for their bullshit war.
I'll be with you.
Was he ever present during any of your interrogations?
No.
You are the only agency asset to have had eyes on Azir in 7 years.
You know that they stone women like me to death if we get caught doing anything that we're not supposed to.
I won't let anything happen to you. So Abu Azir's resurfacing just as Brody has miraculously returned home means nothing?
Dots are there, Carrie, but you haven't connected them yet.
Wait, there's no camera in the garage? Jesus Christ, Virgil!
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
What are you doing?
Nothing, Amir. Just getting dressed.
beautiful, Amir.
You're beautiful.
Would you like to swap out this couch, please?
Hold on, here.
And the painting, something a little less Motel 6. I'll do what I did for the McCain 2009 interview, highest ratings ever.
No, I missed that one. I was out of the country.
Of course.
Shit. Carrie, would you get in here?
What is it?
It's a crew member from the network. They're about to move the couch where we have a contact mic mounted to the baseboard. Holy motherfuck. Okay, wait a second. You put that down.
Hey, can we get the paint back on the wall?
Where it belongs.
Right,
I'm going to be late for my briefing. Let me know who wins. Look, we're broadcasting a special here in 2 days. The homecoming of an American hero. I know what the audience wants. You need to trust me.
No, I don't.
Okay. Keep the couch. It's great. Let's have you take a seat right there, please.
All right. We'll have them all on the couch.
You back at it?
Looks like.
She has no idea who she's dealing with.
I had no idea he had such strong feelings about home decor.
It's probably the only thing to him that seems the same. I kept everything exactly the same the whole time he was gone.
Not everything.
I'm not going to do this interview. It's a complete joke. They're trying to make us into some perfect family.
You are the perfect family.
No, we're not.
Well, not you maybe, but the rest of them. Your brother's a Boy Scout, literally. Your mother, she's got this whole MILF thing going. And your father, I mean, Sergeant Brody, he's a hero.
Yeah, he is. So leave the rest of us out of it.
Okay, suggestion, if I may. Do the interview, right? Or do something crazy.
Like what? Light my hair on fire?
Wear a burka.
Every time the interviewer asks a question, tell him to go shut the fuck up.
Look, the whole country will be watching, right? And you can say whatever you want.
Tell the truth. The truth would be interesting.
Intelligence work has led up to this man.
Prince Fareed bin Aboud. Also known to his friends as Freddy. We've spent years chasing rumors that the prince funded terrorists. But we've never had proof until a meeting between the prince and Abu Nazir was videotaped by this woman. Lynn Reed, a CIA asset and member of the prince's personal retinue.
We're running a hooker?
If by hooker you mean someone who's out there risking her life while we're sitting around a conference table, then yeah, we are. I just received word from her that she successfully downloaded the prince's cell phone onto an IX chip. I'll be retrieving it first thing tomorrow.
Very good.
So, immediately after his meeting with Abu Nazir, the prince came here to D.C. We believe the purpose of his visit is to move funds to one of Abu Nazir's people here in the United States. If we can flag the transfer, we can follow the money to Nazir's operative. The prince is a global guy. He lives on that phone that Lynn Reed just downloaded for us. So, it should be a good place to start.
Questions? You say you believe the prince is here for the purpose of transferring funds. Why?
Like I said, the timing of the trip, following on the heels of the prince's meeting with Abu Nazir in Cyprus.
My understanding is the prince comes to the United States every year about this time. To top off the serum, not to fund terrorism.
So, what was that about?
It was a legitimate question.
So ask me offline. Don't torpedo my briefing.
It was a question, carrying out an act of war.
Abu Nazir's express goal is an attack on our country. It's his holy grail.
No one doubts that.
Well, half the reason I think Abu Nazir has something in the works now is Brody, and you know I can't talk about that.
Let me see if I understand this. You think when I ask you the same exact question I'd ask anyone else, that really I'm just giving you a hard time? Is that it? Got a meeting to get to.
Where were you?
With friends.
You missed the prep for the interview.
Yeah, that was kind of the point.
Hey.
Sorry. Can I go?
No.
Sure. I didn't mean to confuse things.
So you know, she's always like this. It's not you.
You sure?
Ask her to do anything and the attitude goes up like a wall. I mean, she's obviously got a secret life going on out there.
Well, she's 16.
Only 16.
No, I meant, didn't you have a secret life when you were that age?
Yeah, with you. That was different.
You want me to try talking to her?
Please, be my guest.
If I run into any trouble, I'll send up a flare.
I went swimming. I thought that was the idea. So what exactly are you expecting to find on that?
These operations need money, right?
You think it's coming from Farid?
Certainly got enough of it. So now we look for something out of the ordinary on the download you got us. An electronic wire with odd routing, a meeting he takes with someone new outside his usual circle. A transfer of money. I'll know it when I see it.
Are you sure about this, about Farid being part of an attack?
Pretty much, yeah.
Because I've been right beside him for over a year and all I've seen is a nice guy with a few sexual quirks. And he gave me this amazing necklace yesterday. He didn't have to. He doesn't owe me. I swear, it actually meant something to him.
I'm sure it did.
He's taking us all clubbing tonight to show us the new girls. That's what his whole life is about. Just having fun.
I know it must seem that way, but the man you recorded him with, Abu Nazir, you know he's the real deal. You never would have been able to get this any other way. You should feel really good about what you've done.
Well, I've downloaded his phone for you. I'm done. What about you?
Me? No. I'm never done.
Should you be getting ready for your interview?
They push you back a couple hours.
Are you nervous?
No. I was told Lawrence O'Donnell gives everyone a hard time. He's a guy in uniform. Chris, Dana, breakfast!
So you know, Chris is all about sugar in the morning. Usually cocoa pebbles. Dana doesn't touch breakfast. It's as if you're trying to poison her. So what were you two talking about last night?
Huh?
I heard Dana laughing. It's hard not to. What was so funny?
Oh, it was this video called YouTube. You seen it? A dog talking about food?
No, not that one. I saw a cat that smokes.
It was really quite funny. Hey, want some?
I'll take some. Thank you.
Looks good. Lack of porn is a little surprising, given the prince's reputation. You know, at your briefing yesterday, I didn't mean anything calling your asset a hooker.
Want to make it up to me? Find the evidence of a money transfer. Start with the encrypted files. Really, it's important. So, I just picked up the download from Lynn Reed.
Anything there?
Crypto's processing it now. Hopefully we'll know in a couple hours.
Good. I got a meeting to go to.
Meeting to go to, sure. How long are you going to keep doing this? When are you going to forgive me for screwing up?
I forgive you, Karen.
No, you don't.
I really don't want to get into this here.
I lied to you. It was wrong. I understand that.
Do you? Good.
Saul.
Everyone lies in this business. I accept that. But we all draw a line somewhere, and the two sides of that line are us and them. And whatever we had, you and I, whatever trust we built up over a decade of me protecting you, teaching you everything I know, you destroyed it when you lied to me, and you treated me like them, like every other schmuck in this building. And when you say you understand, is that what you mean?
What was it like hearing your liberators rolling in?
Well, they flew in, which I didn't know at the time. I was in a pretty deep bunker, so I couldn't really hear what was going on. Then I heard a massive firefight. I knew there'd be casualties. But at the moment the door to my bunker blew in, I still didn't know which side to won. And then a flashbang went off, which blinded me. And I just braced for the end. Took a while to work out what had really happened.
That you were free?
Yeah.
Sergeant Brody, your commander showed us the results of your initial medical exam.
Yes.
There's a section, scars and other identifying marks. It goes on for nearly 2 pages. You were beaten.
Yes,
torture.
That's right.
To what end? What did they want from you?
They want you to lose faith. Lose faith in your country, which they say is the devil. In your brother Marines, who they say aren't coming for you because you have no military value. In your wife, so they say he's got her arms wrapped around someone else.
How do you resist that?
You can't. Except by believing that those people they want you to renounce, that they're keeping the faith in you, and you owe it to them to do the same.
Semper Fidelis.
Got
Your father did his interview this morning.
Good?
It is good, I think, to talk about it.
To 10 million people? You think that's good?
Okay. I get that you don't want to do the interview with us.
I don't really think anybody wants to hear what it is I have to say.
Thank you for your order. Please pull forward to the window. Welcome to Gato Taco. We'll be with you in a minute.
What's good here?
Well, it's 59-cent tacos, Mom. I'm sure it's all delicious.
Look, Dana, I know this is hard. Your father was gone for 8 years, and now he's back.
It's not it, Mom.
He's back, and there's a camera crew at our house, when what we really need is some privacy. But that's his job now, to be a public figure, and it's our job to be there for him. We owe him that. Dana, I do listen. I know you think it's phony, putting us up on stage, and you're not wrong.
Well, Mom, it'd be a lot less phony if we weren't fucking his good friend, Mike.
I'm not.
Oh, please, Mom. With your black, sleazy thongs always drying in the bathroom and him coming over to help out. Do you really think I'm an idiot?
Dana, I thought he was dead. We all did.
But he's not, Mom. And he comes home to this devoted wife. And everyone is in on the secret except him. Nice. Welcome home.
Dana! Dana! Your father can never hear about any of this. It would really hurt him.
Him or you, Mom?
Him, both of us, our entire family. Do you understand that? Dana, I need you to promise.
Hi.
Hello.
This must be Jessica and Dana.
That's right. It's my wife and my daughter.
I just stopped by to say hi before the family interview tomorrow. Give us a chance to get acquainted. So, good we're all here.
You're late.
Yeah, sorry. Where's Max?
He went home and the shift ended like I should have.
Please tell me you found something.
As a matter of fact, I did.
Hello. This must be Jessica and Dana. Yes, my wife and my daughter. Just stop by to say hi before the family interview tomorrow.
Is that?
Lawrence O'Donnell, I know. Here, watch this. You know that family interview they're all getting ready for?
She knows. Dana's not us.
How? You were so careful.
You said you had something. I thought you meant something big.
Well, this is big.
No, I mean like a bomb or a call from Abu Nazir. Picked up the dial link from Lynn Reed today, and after all we went through, there's nothing on it. I need to find something here.
Hey, aren't you the one who's always telling me to be patient?
I don't have time to be patient. I have 3 weeks left, and we're sitting around watching this, I don't know, whatever it is, this reality show.
Hey, have you eaten? I noticed there's some spaghetti in the cupboard. It's only 10 years past its expiration date. I'm sure it won't kill us.
All right.
Thank you.
Are you all right?
Yeah. Fine. It's all yours.
A job he wants you to do.
A job?
He's meeting with a businessman tomorrow, a new acquaintance. He'd like you to go there tonight, make the man feel welcome.
Make him feel welcome. Amir said that.
He said he wishes to make a good impression.
Why didn't he tell me that himself?
Prince can be excruciatingly indirect in making his wishes known. For that, he has me. Is there a problem?
No. No problem.
Good. Driver's waiting.
I need to freshen up first.
Hi.
Gertie, a lot's happened in 8 years. There's a lot we need to talk about. I just want you to know that when you're ready, so am I. Do you hear me?
Got any tomatoes?
In the crisper.
Any from this century?
In the cupboard, there might be a jar or something.
No. Take care of yourself.
Hello?
Hey, it's Lynn.
Lynn, where are you?
I'm out. It's getting weird.
What do you mean?
Did you find anything on that cell phone, that transfer you were talking about?
No, not yet.
I think I may have found it.
They just asked me to go entertain some new business acquaintance at the prince's meeting tomorrow.
Who?
I don't know. It's
somebody that he's trying to impress.
You sound worried.
Normally we don't even talk to any man but the prince, and they want me to go meet him. No. The backup.
They're going to be able to follow me, right?
What?
The people that are protecting me.
I mean, where are they?
Yeah, they'll be right behind you. Don't worry, we have your back. Just keep your phone on. We'll be able to track you that way.
Okay. Thank you.
For protection? Where's your van? She's about to meet the prince's new business partner. She was a welcome gift.
Harry, what did you tell her?
You heard what I told her. Well, what was I supposed to say? No, Etsy didn't give you a protection detail. Now, come on, we finally got a break. I'm not seeing her phone. Why isn't this working?
I don't know. Hit Tracer. Since when did they make our street a one-way?
Okay, we've got it. Where's the map?
Just give it a second, will you?
Okay. All right, she's still in the club.
Lynn Reed?
Where are we going?
Hey, Adams. You been before?
Many times.
Oh, here.
Thank you.
Nice hotel. Very nice. So, how did you get hooked up with these guys, may I ask? Okay, I get it. None of my business, you're right. It's just they paid cash, substantial tip in advance. I mean, substantial. Wouldn't mind being on the permanent list, is all.
Alright, well, take care of me and I'll put in a good word for you.
Thank you. Very kind.
Okay, just leave me your card.
Done here, okay? They made her. Come on, we can't be seen.
Where's your father?
Don't know.
Where's Dana?
Don't know that either. They drove off together about a half hour ago. She didn't do the interview. Does that mean I don't get to do it either?
I mean, it's not that I don't appreciate all that she does. It's just, you know, there's some things that I don't appreciate.
Yeah, so ignore them.
Yeah, but it's... I mean, it's stuff that I don't think anyone would appreciate. I mean, it's... stuff that I don't think you would appreciate. What are you looking for?
You'll see.
What are these?
Historical artifacts. Look.
You and Mom.
Mm-hmm. Each padlock put here by couples who thought they'd stay together forever. I wonder how many did. Not many, I bet.
Why are you even showing these to me?
Because it's never easy. A lot of things can happen. You know, when I went over to Afghanistan, you were in third grade. Chris was about this size. after Mom and I were almost still like newlyweds. That's what I took over there with me. You were in a play that year. The Wackadoo Zoo. Oh, you were so good.
I can't believe that you remember that.
Honey, it's practically all I thought about for 8 years. It kept me alive. Well, now I'm back. Now, all those things that kept me going, they're gone. All people have moved on. Things have changed. And what's replaced it, well, doesn't make any sense to me. Not yet, at least. You know, I'm kind of struggling for things to hold on to. And your mom's struggling, too. You should cut her some slack. We both should.
Yeah. So, why are you even doing a stupid interview then, if things don't make sense?
I don't know. Maybe just to keep the peace.
What are you going to say?
Oh, I'm not going to lie. But I'm not going to tell the truth either. I'm not going to tell a bunch of total strangers what I just told you.
DOA at Providence. Two rounds, point blank. Apparently they had her wearing some crown jewel type necklace that's vanished. So local law enforcement is saying it's a robbery. Gone wrong. That's good for us. Keeps us out of it. You get anything off the Prince's cell finally? Yeah, it fits. Saudis must have made her somehow. Decided to take her out.
I want to talk to Prince Fareed.
DC police already did. I've got the interview if you want to see. You okay?
This guy is a Marine, right? I thought they were supposed to be on time.
Okay, that's good, Tim. I like that there.
Come
keep
on.
That.
Put on your knife close.
Hey.
Hey.
You ready? I'm gonna go change. Mike?
She was my employee for nearly 2 years.
And this necklace, it was a present from you?
Yes.
To your employee. Told us worth quite a lot of money.
She was worth a lot to me. She was a beautiful soul. She would never let anybody. So wipe that look off your face and you find out who did this to her. Find out!
It continues in that vein.
I need to talk to Fareed.
Not possible.
If you don't trust me, you're welcome to be in the
room. It's not going to happen, Carrie. They're at the airport by now, heading back to the Gulf.
You let them leave?
If it makes a difference, State Department made the call. Said it wasn't worth antagonizing the Saudis.
Yeah, you mean she wasn't worth antagonizing them.
It hurts to lose an asset, Carrie. I get that. But she's gone. And Abu Nazir is still out there. What we need now is a new way to find them.
I'm sitting in the home of Marine Sergeant Nicholas Brody, his wife Jessica, and his two children, Chris and Dana. A family that put a yellow ribbon on the tree for 8 years while Sergeant Brody was presumed dead in Iraq, when in fact he was being held as a prisoner of war under brutal conditions. So, a lot of adjustments to make, I'm sure. How has the homecoming been?
Well,
it's been great. For all of us. It's been really, really great to have him back. And I hope it is for him too. Coming home.
Carrie Matheson.
Yeah, they called. You police?
State Department. Did anyone notify the family?
Yeah, they're here.
They are?
Yeah. Drove all night from Sandusky, Ohio. Never been to D.C. before.
What did you tell them?
Nothing. It's all hush-hush. They're not idiots, though. Their so-called job was traveling with a Saudi prince. I don't think there's any illusions what he was paying her for.
She wasn't just some escort. She worked for us. She gave her life for this country. That's what I wanted to say. That's what any human being would say to these people, that she was good. That we owed it to her to protect her. But I could not say that. I couldn't say that because it's a secret. I'm not allowed. And I was thinking, this is a fucked up business. This is a fucked up business. And I...
Are you done?
No. No, I'm just going to keep talking and talking so you can't say you have some meeting to go to or make up whatever other excuse you're going to make up so you don't have to deal with me.
Carrie. Everyone's left. There's no meetings to go to.
She called me from the club. 10 minutes before she was killed. She asked if I had protection on her, and I said yes.
What do you want me to say? It matters. It doesn't matter. Don't worry, it'll all be fine.
Just say something, because when you cut me out, I'm all alone out here, and I can't stand it.
M.A., your informant.
Killed her.
And I didn't stop them.
So, this transfer you had everybody looking for.
Never happened. And now they're gone. But the prince was so broken up about her. Really, really sad. I can't believe he knew they were going to kill her.
What made you think he was even involved?
The video of him with Abu Nazir that Lynn Reed shot.
Which was what exactly? Their conversation was benign, what little we could hear of it. An exchange of pleasantries. Nothing more.
Maybe Abu Nazir really went on that boat to talk to someone else. Someone in the prince's entourage.
Someone without his means? If the prince wants to fund something, he's got the resources. Not everybody does. You're looking for a money transfer, right? Transfer of money from a nomadic culture that has always known jewelry is the easiest way to move wealth. Tell me again about the necklace she was wearing.
$500,000, $350,000, $400,000.
Where did the money go?
Could be anywhere.
Congratulations. Not many young couples can manage their first home, all cash.
Thank you.
I hope you'll be happy here.
I'm sure we would be.
They say you get used to the noise.
We don't mind it.
I like being close to the airport. For us, it's perfect.
Photograph of the prince's chief aide, Latif bin Walid, at the laundromat.
That was the money transfer we've been looking for?
Abu Nazir is always unorthodox. That's why he's still out there.
During a debrief, Carrie mentions Abu Nazir's name out of the blue. Find out if she's running something on the side.
And smile for the camera.
I came to find out how closely the public image matches the man.
Are you asking me if he's emotionally stable?
Is he? Just go, please.
Do what she says, Mike.
How's it going to expire tomorrow?
First chance you get, you will remove the cameras from Sergeant Brody's house and cover your tracks.
I'm sorry.
Anna,
it's the best thriller on TV. Homeland, Sundays at 10.
An American prisoner of war has been turned.
Homeland is the most addictive show of the season.
There are times when you have to stand up and believe in.
Now, you can catch up on the first three episodes back-to-back with the Homeland Marathon.
Abby is here. She's done women like me to death if we get caught doing anything that we're not supposed to.
It's riveting.
Are you recording this?
Impossible to resist. 4 stars.
How was your day?
Great.
Don't miss the best new drama on TV.
The days that I take orders from the United States military, I'm over.
The Homeland Marathon, this Saturday, starting at 9:00.